Andre Crouch wrote contemporary gospel music that bridged the black and white Christian communities and beyond. Andre Crouch's choir backed Madonna's song Like a Prayer. He arranged and conducted on the Lion King soundtrack. Crouch died yesterday in Los Angeles after suffering a heart attack last weekend. He was 72. NPR's Franny Kelly has an appreciation of the man known as the father of modern gospel.
Andre Crouch was the son of a preacher man. When he was 9, his dad opened a Pentecostal church in a garage in California's San Fernando Valley.
My father needed a piano player in his church, and he prayed for me one Sunday. And I started playing the piano about 3 weeks later.
That's Andre Crouch in a 1980s TV special. By then, he'd already played a major role in creating a more contemporary, conservative gospel sound. The demonstrative shouts of the sanctified church were toned down to appeal to the broadest possible audience. Crouch was on the Jeffersons, and he played Billy Graham crusades, the White House, even the Grand Ole Opry.
Now, the man I'm about to introduce is a rare talent. He not only sings, but he's a fantastic writer.
That's Tennessee Ernie Ford introducing Crouch at the Opry. Songs Crouch wrote in the 1960s are still in use. Brian Courtney Wilson is a gospel singer and the music director of Covenant Glen United Methodist Church in Missouri City, Texas.
Just this Sunday, we're singing The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power. So I was leaning on him to make sure we had something to say on Sunday.
Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power.
There's a certain clarity to what he's doing. Like, he's being very clear about the truths he's trying to communicate.
That clarity has at times been dismissed by critics and academics as bland.
Andre himself was, I think by the kindest yardstick, a gentle vocalist, not a house wrecker.
Nevertheless, Anthony Halebut, who wrote a definitive history of gospel music called The Gospel Sound, says Crouch knew how to move a congregation.
His compositions have had extreme importance and are very, very popular, and the responses to the songs are very emotional.
Through it all, through it all, oh, I've learned to trust in Jesus, I've learned to trust in God, let me tell you that through it all.
He really was a visionary then in taking the theology combined with these ambitious melodies.
For his part, Andre Crouch would insist those melodies weren't all his, as he told NPR in 2006.
I don't think that it will ever drain out of me. I think that as long as I want to do music, I think that God will continually pour into me.
And Brian Courtney Wilson says he's seen the music of Andre Crouch at work.
I don't have a degree in gospel music. I don't have a degree in gospel music history. It's just something that I've lived and I've seen impact people's lives.
What Andre Crouch made retained its potency even when he grafted it onto pop music. You may have felt it, too. That was his choir behind Michael Jackson at the 1988 Grammy Awards. Franny Kelly, NPR News.